Halloween only comes once a year, so listen to Terror FM.
Welcome to Terror FM. We play the scariest songs on the radio for Halloween.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Live from Hot Topic Studios.
It's not a mistake.
Welcome
not
to
a mistake.
Podcast.
A mistake.
What don't you fucking understand?
And now,
I am Dusty Angel. Here with my dude Robert. What's up, Robert?
What's going on, Dusty?
Next to Robert, we have the beautiful Desi. How are you, Desi?
What it do, baby booth?
I'm good. Hi.
What it do? Already, I love it.
Welcome to The Oddcast, live with Dusty Angel.
Our girl Desi is having another herpes outbreak tonight. That is an honest Dusty moment. Any guy out there who disagrees with me is a fucking liar. On that note, should we get the fuck out of here?
Desi!
Dusty Angel here, guys. How you doing? Welcome to The Oddcast.
That's not how I sound.
Yes, guys.
Screw you. Screw you.
Hey, screw you, guys. That's not how I sound. It's starting to burn. I'm like, it burns really bad. My vagina's on fire. I'm like, I need to get out of here. Oh, I love being a girl.
Well,
I love
sure
it. I do. I would not want to be a guy.
And Robert.
And it was a little bit sharp, and she was going to town, and it cut her on the inside, and with all the thrusting of the cucumber, you know what it is?
What's that?
Like a giant table-sized iPad.
I'm right there with you, and then you start.
Girl, we good friends today.
And now, here they are.
Jesus, what a week.
You're telling me.
lot of bud and a lot of
alcohol?
Yeah.
Like me? Blame it on the alcohol.
Oh,
that was my Friday.
Really? Again?
Again, right?
Surprise.
No, I went to a gig on Friday and I got fucking wasted. I had a Four Locos and a Mad Dog 2020.
Nice.
So nice. I didn't even know that we left a gig and went to somebody else's house. I had to be told this, and we were drinking there. So as we leave, like at 3 in the morning, I decide to call the only girl on the street a fucking slut in South Central.
Okay, that wasn't too smart.
No, I'm walking to the car.
You must not have known you were in South Central.
I
didn't know where the fuck I was.
Are you serious? What the fuck happened, dude?
I don't know. Okay, so basically we're walking to the car. My friend suggests, like, oh, you should call her a slut. And I'm drunk. I'm like, hey, you fucking slut.
Oh, great.
She turns around. What? Walks over to us in our faces. We're like, ah, fuck you, bitch. And I'm like, why'd you turn around then if you're not a fucking slut?
Oh.
Like, I was just like, and then like a bunch of guys came out and they're like trying to separate the argument and we're threatening to fucking kick her ass. And
you're like a little chihuahua. You little fucking
I'm
chihuahua.
So glad I did not get into a fight because I did not want to wake up with a black eye.
I'm
or
so
anything,
glad you did it because we're going on like 2 years since your last black eye, right?
Yeah,
I did
have a
couple years ago.
Yes, 2 years ago in October, I had a black eye.
For some reason, I remember that.
Yes, because it was we actually did the show with Aaron, the Wiccan show, and that's when I had the black eye.
There was something, yeah, I do remember.
The picture, I had you like wash out my black eye.
Yeah,
I'm like,
destiny.
You know, it seems like it must have been a really hostile week because I also had an encounter with a violent person.
You did?
Yeah, well, me and Tim did.
Okay.
We were driving down the street and this guy cut us off.
Uh-huh.
So I honked at him. Tim flipped him off.
Oh, nice.
And so we were going to make a right turn.
Uh-huh.
And this guy stops his car. Well, he was in the right turn hand lane with us.
Uh-huh.
But he was in front of us because he cut me off. And so there was another car in front of him and Tim's still flipping him off because the guy's looking in his mirror.
Like, fuck you,
flipping
like
us off. They're like having a flip-off war.
Oh, okay. I could flip you off better.
A
look at my fingers longer.
And so the guy's like waving his hand for Tim to come over there like, you know, come on then.
Come on then, little fucking punk.
So Tim undoes his safety belt. And looks like he's going to get out of the car.
Oh, fuck it. I'm getting out, Rob.
Bitch.
This guy.
I'm fucking getting out, Robert Urqueta.
Puts his car in park first and gets out of the car.
Did he have his hat backwards or was it forward?
No, he was like an old guy, like 50 years old.
No, did Tim have his hat backward or forward? I'm just curious.
He didn't have a hat on.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Can you imagine this old man getting
and
beat up?
And the hand motions that this guy was complaining about,
because
he came to our car,
uh-huh.
to my window, And he's like telling Tim, you need to fucking watch who you're dealing with, you know. And he pulls out a wallet with a sheriff badge in it. But not a real sheriff badge.
Oh, it's a fake one.
It was a paper badge that had the sheriff's star on it, and it said sheriff on it.
I'm a cop. It's like a fucking Toys R Us.
Like 100. Can't you get 100 of those at the 99 cent store or something
like
that?
I'm like,
it's Halloween, man.
This guy is yelling at
Tim. I'm a cop.
Over me, he comes to the driver's side, and he's an older guy, and he's really scrawny and old.
Uh-huh.
And he comes to the car, and he's yelling at Tim over me, and I'm kind of in shock that this guy actually got out of the car in the first place.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy,
and
dude.
So Tim's yelling at him. He's yelling at Tim. And the guy's like, you're who I tell my kids not to grow up to be, blah, 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 blah. Have a little courtesy. This is.
Oh, he said that to you guys.
Yeah, he was like.
Oh, no, he was talking about the gay thing. He didn't want his kid turning out gay.
He was telling Tim, you need to stop waving your hands around. And it wasn't gang signs Tim was waving around, okay?
Uh-huh.
It was just Tim being gay.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought Tim turned into a gangster. I'm like, oh, shit. La Brea 13, nigga.
So I'm just telling this guy, dude, you're not even on duty. And you're getting out of the car and stopping traffic.
Uh-huh.
With the paper bag.
So he wasn't a real cop.
Mind you.
No. So Tim pulls out his phone, and the guy's like, oh, you go ahead and call whoever the fuck you want. It ain't going to do any difference
to
you.
I'm calling my grandmother.
No.
Okay.
No. Tim goes, oh, no, I'm not calling anybody. I just thought this would make a beautiful video.
Oh.
And he's
like. Oh, especially with all the stuff.
Yeah,
oh,
Tim.
So the guy instantly
Tim.
Turns around and walks away. So all we got is like
smart
2
cop.
Seconds of this guy, walking,
this guy
away.
Walking away. You know, he knows. He knew his place. He knows to pick his battles.
It doesn't stop
Good
there.
Good shit, Tim.
It's like technology, old man. Technology.
Oh, it kept going.
It doesn't stop there.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so we finally get
it's
to
boiling.
Turn the corner, and Tim gets his license plate number.
Uh-huh.
And we call the cops. The
Ooh.
Real cops.
Good.
The on-duty cops.
Yeah, you can't be fucking... Yeah, no. That's not cool, faking to be a
so
cop.
So we call them, and they're like, oh, are you the red PT or the white truck? And we're like, oh, shit.
Oh, so
damn,
he called in.
We're the red PT. Somebody else had called because there was a couple people on the corner watching this whole thing happen.
Robert in the middle of some shit, huh?
Damn,
I know.
Fullerton police. Uh-oh, watch out. You might get beat up and killed.
What? Yeah,
so,
seriously.
I'm on
that
would
suck. Can you teach
They'll tase you to death. Be careful.
I'm on my way to the candy store,
quote-unquote.
Oh, unquote,
gotcha. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
If you know what that stands for.
Oh, yes,
oh,
we
yeah.
do.
Yes, we do.
The green candy.
Yes, we love
anyway,
the green candy.
Or as my friend calls it, a med bank. Have you ever called it?
Med
bank? Heard it called that?
Whatever you want to call it,
a med bank. Anyway, so I'm on my way there, and Tim's talking to the cops.
Uh-huh.
And the cops are like, oh, well, can we come meet you and take a report? So Tim's like, sure, I'm at the park that happens to be across the street from the candy store.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I'll meet you there. And so the cops meet Tim there, and I'm going in there. I'm buying my candy. I'm like, okay, you go say, you can make your report.
Uh-huh.
Let's go kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. Fuck it.
You talk to the cops while I go buy weed across the street.
Meet here in 15? Okay, break.
Yeah, so Tim goes and does that. We meet up again. Then we get home, and we call to follow up on everything that happened. And so we're on the phone with Orange County Police Department. Then they send us because he turns out to be an L.A. County sheriff.
So he was really a sheriff.
So we called over to the L.A. County.
Oh, he wasn't fucking around. He was a cop.
Yeah. And so afterwards.
So they give guys paper badges. I'm
the
sorry.
The guy comes back on the phone and he's like, yeah, you know, this guy, he was a sheriff, but he is now retired. So he was a retired L.A. County sheriff.
How old was this guy, Robert?
He must have been in his 50s.
You guys do pick your battles, though. Fucking with the 60-year-old guys, huh?
Didn't know who he was.
Big black bald guy. Oh, do not flip him off, Tim. What the fuck are you doing?
This was Brea.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You can't go wrong in Brea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
At least you weren't in South Central like me.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know
really
where
think you
would have
been doing that in
I
South
was.
Central?
No, what? you got shot. So. Desi would have got. No,
I could have gotten shot that night if I didn't know who that girl was.
Damn,
good thing she came from the same party, right?
Oh shit!
And she knew the same people that we knew because the people that came out were our friends as well. We're like, oh, and they're trying to separate the fight.
Desi,
I was just drunk.
You need to be careful, sweetheart.
I don't remember getting home. I ate a burger that night too.
So you know, the funny thing is, apparently, it is okay to get out of your car if it's at a red light and you have enough time.
Okay.
It's okay to get out of your car and go yell at somebody in their car.
Oh shit.
As long as nobody starts a fight, a physical altercation. Apparently there's no laws being broken.
That's good
so
to
So next
know.
Time I can get out at a red light and call some lady a bitch.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
get back in my car and
apparently you can because the only law that they said you were breaking, that the guy was breaking, was stopping traffic, and there really was no way for them to prove that.
Oh, hence the climax. Wow, mm-hmm. dude. So he was
after
a real
all
fucking
that, cop. He was an LA County sheriff at one time.
Yeah, you're lucky. If this was 20 years ago, he would have beat your Mexican ass, dude. Like, no, you would have been...
They would have been all over YouTube.
Yeah, not, you know,
but see, old people don't know that it's like, hey, we have videos now. We're going to record this whole altercation that's going on and
Once you said video, fucking shit.
He's like, ah, Shani, you motherfucker.
He has one up on me, these hippies. Fucking
but you know, he will have
kids,
some consequences to face for this because he is a retired sheriff.
Uh-huh.
He has benefits through the LA County.
So you just took his benefits.
He has a strike against him because you get a warning and then you get your shit taken away. So because he used his badge to get out and pretend to be somebody all big and mighty, now if he ever does that again or has somebody call on him or complain about him, he'll lose his benefits.
Good. Keep an eye on these fucking cops because they are doing shit that nobody knows. They're the dirtiest, biggest gang members in the world. And even this 60-some-odd-year-old guy probably beat up a couple of black dudes and Mexicans in his career. Was he white?
Yes.
He beat up a couple of black dudes and Mexicans in his life. I'm just kidding. But seriously, that's good that they're keeping a close eye on these people. I like the story, and I'm glad that you guys
technology.
Did what you had to do.
But yeah.
A freaking men. I just had a lot of sex and smoked a lot of weed.
Oh, wow.
That was my week.
Thanks for the
update.
The visual.
Yeah.
Oh, we get it all the time.
Straight to your face, really raw, really uncut.
Well, tonight, a Las Vegas woman claims there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat. And now, for the news.
Speaking of cops, because once again, they are just like us. What if cops were one of us? They are, right? They're just like us. I mean, you know.
What if cops were one of us? Just a slob like one of us.
Well, apparently, they would be eating pot brownies like one of us because some cops were arrested for eating pot brownie evidence.
No way.
Yeah.
I think I know where these stories come from. I just read this on this one.
Did you really?
Yeah, but go on.
It says, three Houston police officers are under investigation after they allegedly got high off of the pot brownies they confiscated from a 19-year-old. The accusations are coming from Nicholas Hill, who was arrested for marijuana possession. It says the evidence is pretty strong because they actually have transcripts from their in-car computers. They were sending messages to each other, Jesus Christ, saying they're so high.
That's some good shit, man.
Where can we get some good munchies? Wrote one officer at 2:44 in the morning. It says, everything should be open when we get done, said the first officer. Probably this will take the whole shift. Like, basically saying we're going to be high the whole shift.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so they basically caught them saying all that shit. Yeah.
They must have been high.
Yes, they had to be. And once again, they're just like us, which is kind of scary because, you know, you want to teach your kids and things that cops are a little bit better and, you know, like protect,
but they're not.
But they're not. They're just
people.
Like just
they're just people with a badge, with authority.
Yep.
People with road rage, just like everyone else.
Just like us, and flip off a 19-year-old punk.
Yeah.
Little 19-year-old
22.
Punk. 22. Sorry. Oh, I thought. I mean, I don't know. You like
well,
young,
we
huh?
know you like them young.
Yeah, you're a fucking
not that young.
You're a perv, dude.
Not that young.
On to the next.
Don't be hating.
You're a perv.
Don't be hating.
And you know what I am? No, 12, 10 years younger.
Seven
years younger. That's okay. That's still kind of young. Okay.
Sometimes six, depending on the year. Depending on the time of the year.
See, me and my girl, we role play. So she's one night she may be 47. One night she may be 19.
Oh.
Well, your age fluctuates.
Just giving you an idea, baby. She's sitting in the back.
Oh, geez. It's my turn, isn't it?
Watch your gold.
Duh.
Teenage girl beaten by classmates in Canada on Kick a Ginger Day.
No.
There's a Kick a Ginger Day?
We talked about this. We had a story like this a year ago. I don't know if you guys remember.
Yes, this is the reason that Canada should not get our stuff
a
year behind us.
Exactly.
They could have dealt with this when we did.
We talked about this a year ago. This happened
Ginger
a year ago in America. Exactly.
A Canadian schoolgirl with bright red hair was kicked repeatedly by up to 20 classmates as part of a bullying day inspired by U.S. animated TV series South Park.
Wow.
The Windsor Star reported Gwendolyn Russell... age 14, called her mother in tears soon after getting to school and had to go home mid-morning as she was targeted by fellow grade 9 students during Kick a Ginger Day. The event was invented in 2005 when a South Park episode, in a bid to satirize discrimination,
But unfortunately, the cartoon comedy's attempt to make a point appears to have backfired in real life. Gwendolyn's mother says her daughter suffered bruises to her legs after being kicked more than 20 times.
Damn.
That sucks. Least,
this started out funny, but it's starting to turn out kind of sucky.
I'm glad I'm not
least,
a ginger.
And at least four other red-haired girls were also assaulted. According to the paper, school administrators have already suspended four male students from taking part in a football game after they were seen on video kicking the girl.
Kicking gingers.
Wow, fuck football players.
Students, up to 20 students in total could face discipline.
Gingers damn, they just fucking jumped. Like 20 people just literally jumped this bitch?
Gingers to stay kick home that
ginger
day.
Kick a ginger day.
Damn, dude.
Kick a ginger day, eh?
That is.
Kick a ginger day, eh?
Wow, dude. Wow. Jesus Christ. That's not cool, people. Where are your parents? First of all, I didn't know Canada was so gangster. Like, God
I know,
damn.
Right?
Damn, dude. They just mob up on the
no,
fucking
black
gingers.
People in Compton.
That's what I was
going
to say. What happens to black people if, like, in Canada, if 20 people would beat up a poor little ginger kid with freckles?
Yeah.
She should have wore a wig that day or dyed her hair.
Damn. I know. Just don't go to school.
It's your own parents' fault for having weak genes.
See?
Okay.
I bet she marked this date on her calendar from now on. She
Mommy, no, I don't want to go to school that day, no.
September, what, 30th or some shit? Whatever that date is.
Blondes and redheads are mutants.
They are.
No, really, they are.
They get their hair color because pigmentation or other.
No, because their chromosomes were mutated in a certain way that they get.
Is that true?
Yeah, I read it.
I thought it was because they had weak genes.
Huh? Wait, what do you guys? I can't hear you guys.
Something weak genes.
Oh,
it's an Irish thing. Oh, says the redhead in there.
No, but it's true. There's something about your DNA. There's a mutated thing in there, and that's why blondes are mutants.
They are.
Yeah. It's not.
I knew that.
It's an anomaly kind of.
What are brunettes?
Regular.
I know the next X-Men movie should just be all blondes and redheads. Wasn't one of them like a redhead?
Jean Grey.
Jean, ooh.
She was a ginger. See, I told you.
Yep.
It's true. And she had the best power, too.
In the cartoon, so was Cyclops.
Ah.
He was a redhead.
Ah.
Right?
You learn something new every day.
And Stormhead has something wrong with her. Didn't she have like white hair?
Yeah, she was weird. So like an opposite albino. She was like an opposite albino. Something, I don't know.
I don't know how she went from white to black, though, but whatever.
Yeah, weird.
She was like Lex Luthor.
Affirmative action.
She was never white. She was just light-skinned black girl. She was from Africa.
Don't superheroes have, like, affirmative action or something? Like, there has to always be one black or something, right?
There always
has to
be one black person.
Yeah, no, I heard that so. All right, let's see. Nice. Homeless man breaks into clothes. Northern California bar and starts selling beer and alcohol.
God, these people robbing people and taking over like theirs.
It said it had seemed like the shuttered Valencia Club had a new lease on life. Alcohol was flowing and customers were crowding the bar, but Placer County detectives say the landmark business was actually being operated by a local homeless businessman who broke into the club, reopened it, and posed as the new owner. They arrested Travis Lloyd on charges of burglary and selling alcohol without a license. This is the best part. He basically started, it said that he just opened the bar with, he started selling alcohol with a six-pack of beer he purchased from across the street.
Oh, my
God.
So
he just started with that and kept going back and buying money.
Wow.
Buying alcohol with the money that he made off that. So
was he even making, well, I guess he was making more money.
Probably selling to the homeless people around. How? That's what I was thinking.
Well,
that's
good entrepreneurial
seriously,
skills.
Seriously, no, hey.
However.
Own the business
illegal.
First.
However illegal, but very thinking outside of the box-ish, man. You know?
Outside of the box he sleeps in.
Ha, ha, ha. Poor guy.
But I'm
no, but that's a clever dude. Like, when you're sitting on the street, you got to think of some creative ways to make
drunk.
Money. Yeah, like, you know what?
I'm going to sell some beer.
Fuck it.
You know what? I came up with a new joke the other day.
Oh, shit. You came up with it.
I hope so. I'm going to try.
Let's see. Here we go.
I'm so Hold broke. On.
Oh.
My piggy bank has a lap band.
Cricket. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I came up with it.
There's how many people in here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 10 people? No, that was good. That was good.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. I'll throw you a bone on that one.
You should at least made the computer laugh.
No, whatever. Whatever.
That was funny.
I see. I came up with it myself. That's
that was fucking
unfunny. It was.
Sure. Go ahead. Trademark it.
You have a lot of time on your hands, huh?
Yeah.
That's cool. I do the same thing.
Well, it's kind of
the
fucking Facebook page.
It made people laugh yesterday. And you guys are retarded.
You guys were all high and drunk.
No. Well, a little bit.
Were they all white?
No.
Oh. I'm just kidding.
No, we're going to
offend.
White person
We're going to offend every race, and there's, what, about four different races in here? We're going to offend it. We offend
didn't make any Asians laugh.
It didn't. No, they're too, no. Yeah. So, I guess we're Asian.
And I guess
sense,
it doesn't
yes.
make black people laugh either.
Nope, or half white, half Mexican
no.
girls
no, I'm sorry.
Who happen to be your
or
sister.
Or Irish people.
Nope, or the other Mexicans. Yeah. It's okay, though. on to the next.
Anyway.
No, what, that was good stuff.
Thanks. Thanks. Thanks, you're an asshole. I hate you. A gunman who tried to rob woman fed Viagra and used as a sex slave. What?
She what?
Gunman who tried to rob a woman was fed Viagra and used as a sex slave.
Oh my
nice.
God. You're going to keep that dick
okay, I had to add a few letters
wow.
to that.
Wow.
A gunman who tried to rob a hairdresser had the tide turn on him when he was beaten up and tied naked by the female owner.
What? My dream. Fucking
who
like
then
that.
Fed him Viagra and used him as a sex slave.
Oh.
You
wow.
know, I bet she got this from True Blood.
Was that, she was...
Because they did that to one of the main characters.
Really?
These backwoods hillbilly people, I think we told you about them, with the uh-huh. uncle, daddy, sister,
I gotta
brothers.
Watch that. Apparently that's a good series, right?
Well, they tied up one of the main characters
uh-huh.
and fed him Mexican Viagra, they called it.
Mexican Viagra.
And all these like 12-year-old, 9-year-old girls, 15, 16, all these inbred girls
uh-huh.
used him to get pregnant because they couldn't get pregnant by their brother uncles anymore.
Ah, how young was the youngest?
Like 9 or 10.
Damn, that's kind of weird.
Yeah,
ew.
it was sick. He never actually did her, though.
Oh, okay.
He made her untie him.
Huh.
So
lucky girl.
That was good, yeah.
Lucky girl.
Victor Jasinski had gone to the salon with the intention of robbing it, but after demanding the day's takings, he instead found himself overcome by the owner, Olga Zajac.
Oh, what? What?
Olga!
Who is a black belt in karate.
Oh!
And floored him with a kick and tied him up with a hairdryer cable.
Wow.
Damn.
She then took him to the back room of the salon and stripped him naked.
Don't
wow.
fuck with Olga.
Using him as a sex slave for 3 days to teach him a lesson.
Nice.
Olga wants penis.
Olga wants smoosh.
Eat
smoosh.
Viagra.
Wow.
Eat it.
She eventually let him go, telling him, get out of my sight.
You Victor, can go now.
Victor first went to the hospital to treat his swollen testicles, and then to the police, where he explained he had been held hostage in a back room at the hairdresser's, chained up naked with pink fluffy handcuffs to
wow.
a radiator, and fed nothing but Viagra.
Wow.
When police arrived to question Olga, she
Olga.
Said, yes, we had a couple sex a couple times, but I bought him new jeans. Gave him food, and even gave him 1,000 rubles when he left.
Wow, which is probably like 11 cents in American.
They were both arrested.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. They were both. Dude, no,
hey,
you're.
Well,
no.
he got. Karma's a bitch. He had the intention to rob
oh,
the fucking
right.
place.
We forgot that.
So he still got arrested. You know what? That's what happens. Next time you try to rob somewhere, make sure you don't get raped,
yeah,
okay?
I,
even if you're a guy, you can get raped. It's called Viagra.
I bet he won't be doing that.
Never
anytime.
Will he. We
that's the last time he robbed a bitch.
We felt bad for the guy throughout the story, and then we forgot that he was actually trying to rob
no,
a bitch.
No, he was going
to
do that to her, but that bitch was wow. like, no, I'm on God.
Next time I play Never Have I Ever, I'll make
wow.
sure to put that one in there.
Wow.
Gotten
wow.
raped by
ever.
Olga.
Whew. Well, luckily this app wasn't around, Rob, when you were younger, because we would have called you right away. But apparently there's a new way to find out if your son's going to be gay. The Android
There's
smartphone.
An app.
The Android smartphone has a new "Is My Son Gay?" app.
There is a fucking app for everything. I swear to God.
Yep. It says a new app for Android smartphones claims to answer the question, "Is my son gay?" In 20 questions or less, and some people aren't happy about it. The app uses questions like, "Does he like to dress well? Is he very careful when choosing his outfits and selecting brands? And does he like football?" to determine whether or not it can give the message, "Your son is normal." Wow. Critics say the major problem with the app is that it is based on stereotypes. According to critics, there are plenty of people that would take that test and undoubtedly score as if they were gay, but they're not. They further state that if parents are worried about the sexual orientation of their son, they would be better off educating them and spending time with their child instead of spending $270 on an app.
Wow.
Yeah, we would have definitely...
I would have paid for that. It better be free.
I would love to see those questions. Maybe at the end of the show, can we check out those? I want to know what the 20 questions are. And I
can try to download the app.
And I would love to see how you score on
this. Is it called "Is My Son Gay"?
Yeah.
Is My Son Gay?
It says, let's see, "Is My Son Gay?" is the app on the Android smartphone. I'm 2000 late, so I don't know what the fuck that is, but yeah.
That touchy screeny thingy?
Yeah.
That thing with the movie screen?
Yeah. By the end of the show, we'll be able to tell if Dusty's gay in 20 questions or less.
Oh, shit. You're going to put it on me. Fuck.
Yeah, well, I'm already gay.
Yeah, that's a good call. Good call. Okay. We'll see.
You're the one with questions. Eye doctor for putting his penis on patient's face while her eyes were closed.
What?
It's okay. It's a part of the exam. It's to make sure you don't get infection.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I should read this.
Oh, wow.
Roseville Police Chief Michael Pachala said during his the examination of a patient whose name was Basim Birico, an optometrist at Lens Crafters.
Tim, where were you last week?
OMG, Tim.
Where were you last week?
Placed three drops of dilation fluid in both of the girl's eyes. Told her to close them and then
said, peek-a-boo, can you see this?
And then got on a chair and placed his penis on her cheek.
Wow.
The police chief said the girl opened her eyes when she felt something touch her.
Oh, no, this is weird.
He is charged with criminal sexual conduct with the intent to commit penetration.
What?
And is free on a $2,500 bond. His actions could land him up to 10 years in jail.
I hope it does.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
What the fuck was he thinking? Like, who does that?
Wow.
Hey, I think I'm just going to put my vagina on this girl's face or this guy's face. It's part of the exam. It's he'd probably like it, but.
Can you guess what this is?
It's Olga.
She got big clit. Big clit.
Like it and love it.
Suck clit.
I am heady like animal.
Olga. Dusty's Entertainment News.
Taking it straight to your face. Really raw, really uncut. Dusty.
You.
Entertainment.
Bitches.
Dusty, bitch.
Suck it.
These are my news reports.
Oh.
This shit y'all want to be talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Shit I can actually read. Like my vajayjay.
Bitches.
Penis.
And then he came all over the place.
Do I have to do more? Is that enough?
Entertainment news with Dash. Womp, 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 womp. Anyways, fucking after 28 years together, Gene Simmons and Shannon Tweed finally tied the knot yesterday at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Wow.
Among the nearly 400 guests were Hugh Hefner and Bill Mayer. And, yeah.
That's about it.
Pretty much my app ran away.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Why does this happen?
The gay app is taking over.
It totally disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. The world's coming to
an
end.
But anyways, what I remember from the story is she was actually wearing almost $2.5 million in jewelry. And that wasn't even like amongst with her ring.
Uh-huh.
So her ring was worth even more. So she was wearing like millions of dollars of jewelry.
Right.
Nice. Hey, and she's married to Gene Simmons. That dude has
But you
money.
Know, they were together for years and he never believed in marriage. Like, he didn't want to get married or anything like that. And he finally, I guess, decided to tie the knot with her. She had they had two kids together and shit.
Damn.
No one's even listening.
No, we're not. And in that news.
No, well, I'm trying to get back. Okay, well, another thing I heard was, okay, you know, remember?
I heard.
Do you remember about the fucking White House, the party crasher White House people?
Yeah.
Okay, remember the husband? You know how she left him for the guy in Journey? You guys hear about that?
Yeah.
Well, he wants to pitch a reality show now where it's kind of like a Flavor of Love.
Of course.
So it's like a, you know, dating show for him.
For the Salahi guy?
For the Salahi guy.
Really? Wow. Because his wife ran off with a rock star.
Yes.
Dude.
Really?
All the shit Desi does and she doesn't have a reality show.
Exactly,
yet.
Right?
I know.
It's for all the nights I'm partying.
I would watch that every night, dude.
You should get in touch with Ryan Seacrest.
Somebody, fuck, Desi.
Seacrest, out.
Sleep your way to the top, why don't you?
Seacrest, not out.
So, you guys heard about the Manny Ramirez thing where he, you know, got in trouble a month ago for, like, hitting his wife?
Yeah, yeah.
So it says Manny Ramirez was arrested for allegedly slapping his wife. Wasn't his only run-in with the law. He was also pulled over for speeding. And for slapping his wife. Damn, this sucks. These stories are
lame. Oh, poor Desi.
Yeah, there. You're happy.
That's it.
That's your fucking entertainment news because my app decided to fuck up.
Yep, and the world has officially
ended. And let's get on to it. Entertainment news. Entertainment news. That's a wrap.
This has been the news.
That's what happens when you come unprepared.
Uh-huh. Destiny Herrera.
I didn't do my homework.
You're fired.
Oh, well.
Story of your life.
Shit happens.
Okay, guys. Now, I know, Rob, you went to school, and Odessa, you kind of went to school. You still graduated somehow. But,
fuck you.
What's that law of theory? That was me, my bad. What's that law of theory? Whatever can go wrong will go wrong.
Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law of Theory. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong.
This always seems to happen.
What's that?
That stuff. It's just like say you plan on having a special night with someone. All of a sudden, your period comes. It's I knew that was going to happen.
Yes, and you don't call us before.
That's
so
happened
we know,
like multiple times.
So we know to make other plans.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. No, I'm not going to tell you.
Exactly. No, I know that. I know you're not going to tell us. Believe me. We guys know. We know. No, but seriously, whatever. We've all been on a lot of dates, and I'm sure we've all had some dates that just the worst thing that could have happened did happen. Just like you said, you could have, you know.
Well, I have a worst date. I went on a date with this guy maybe like 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we went to the movies. And well, we smoked like a bunch of weed. This is before I was a big pothead.
Uh-huh.
So we smoked a bunch of weed together right before we went to the movies. And I got really, really nauseous. So we're sitting there in the movie theater. And I actually paid for the popcorn. He paid for the movie. But I paid for the popcorn.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, you're a good girl.
Got this big old bucket. So we're sitting there. And I'm watching the movie. And I'm getting like sick. Like, oh my God. I'm about to throw up. I'm not going to make it to the bathroom. Where the fuck am I going to puke? So I look and I see the fucking popcorn bucket right there. So I'm like, fuck it. I throw up in the popcorn bucket. He flies like 5 seats.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And at least he got up and got me napkins and stuff. And we still went out afterward. But
oh, this guy was.
I mean, how humiliating! I mean, I was like, I can't believe I just threw.
Wow.
Up. you want to kiss me?
Wow, classy, Desi.
Exactly. Oh,
hey, that's the kind of girl I am, man.
And it was just all popcorn. I could just figure
why take
how
me to a movie and I'll puke all over you, if that's what you're into.
Well, I came across something online about worst case date scenarios, and that's actually number one, where it says she gets wasted, because this has happened. Like, I don't know what it is. Guys can kind of control our I guess since we're bigger and stuff like
high.
That.
I wasn't wasted.
Yeah, but like, just have you okay? Because this has happened to me, and I'm sure it's happened to a lot of guys out there. Coming home from a night at the club, drank a lot, and she's giving you head, and she actually throws up on your cock.
Ew.
Have you done that, Desi? Is that when
no,
you
chop? No, never
good
done that.
Not yet. Good job.
Ew,
good job.
No.
Not yet. Oh well, you don't suck. Cock. So.
I lick.
Yeah. Have you throw up on any pussy?
No.
Oh, just chill.
Ew. God. No.
That would be even worse.
Yeah.
Can you imagine getting
if a girl
up
threw
there?
Up on me? I'd be like, ew. There's puke inside me.
Oh.
Can you imagine how that would feel?
I would kick the
don't
bitch
you think
in
it would
the
burn?
Face.
I'd
be like, your stomach acids are on my vagina. That is not the right body fluid I wanted tonight.
It burns when you know your throat when you throw up. Can you imagine having it in your vagina?
My vagina's on fire again.
Wow, dude. Yeah, exactly. This happens every 3 months. What's going on?
Well, the first time was with fucking, what was it? That lubrication for your back. Massage oil.
Oh, shit.
The heating one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Fucking idiot. That's not lube.
Yeah. Wow. I'm sure a lot of people have experienced that.
You do not want your vagina on fire.
No, I'm sure it hurts. I don't have a vagina, but I'm sure it hurts.
And in the same regard, you wouldn't want to put your penis in that burning vagina either.
Yeah, inside of a burning asshole. Ow. Hot.
No. See, this is why we question your sexuality.
Hey, I just, you know, I thought.
You took it to the asshole. I took it to the vagina. I just, yep. I don't get it.
Denise.
Maybe you're secretly a straight man.
No, that's impossible.
He got serious. Dude.
No, dude.
Dude, hold on. Stop.
Are you serious?
Hold on, bro.
Are you totally like serious?
Stop the
right
show.
Now?
Stop the show. Hold on, dude. Stop.
You can't
show.
Be serial.
Look, Dusty, please don't play. You know, we can touch on everything, but don't touch on that. Okay, seriously? Okay, back to the show. Yeah, so.
This is a disclaimer. Rob is gay, and he's not straight. Rob is gay. This has only been a disclaimer.
well, I went to one of our favorite websites, AskMen.
AskMen.com.
You said you
not ass men.
No.
See, you guys go through this every fucking time.
It's fun, okay? It's fun. Leave us alone, Desi.
I was actually on ass men earlier.
See?
But that's what made me think about it.
Yeah, so you just went, you're like, I wonder what ass men is, and you looked it up, and
yeah.
It's a
really good website.
sure
for all you gay men out there, askmen.com.
Yeah.
Askmen.com.
Not to be confused with askmen.com. Okay.
Not to be confused with askmen.com.
Another worst date scenario, worst case date scenario, is if she ends the date early. I mean, like, this basically happens when they're not into you, right?
Well, yeah, if you want to go home, you're like, oh, this is so boring. I want to get out of here. I've made excuses. Like, I've texted friends and told them, hey, text me and tell me it's emergency.
Yes.
There and they'll text me, and I'm like, oh, my God, look it. See?
There is an app to get out of a date.
Yes, I had that app.
What does it do? Like, calls you?
You can set it to call you at a time with a caller ID of your choosing.
Uh-huh.
So you can say whatever you want.
Uh-huh.
And it'll even it'll talk. So that the person can hear someone talking.
Wow.
And it'll say stuff, you know, like whatever the excuse is.
Mom's dead!
Some shit like that.
Whatever the case may be. Yeah. Damn.
So there was an app for that. And there was also one you could have it text you from an important number.
Uh-huh. And you can even show them, look, see?
Yeah. I gotta go, dude.
My cousin was in a plane accident. Like, dude, seriously.
Yep, that works.
But AskMen actually gave us solutions to get out of these worst-case date scenarios. And for this one, they said, go meet with the guys and just have a good night with them. Own the bad night. Keep your head up. No strip clubs, though, because they are just depressing.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. And actually, for the one where she gets wasted, it says, end the date, call her a cab, forget trying to salvage the date or see if she sobers up to being cute and sexy again. Be on the level because you won't want to be accused of taking advantage of her at all. Gotta think of these things, guys.
Don't fuck her while she's drunk.
You gotta think of these things, guys. This is real shit, okay?
I'm sorry. I had a friend go on a date last week, and it was an ugly boy, so we told him not to go in the first place.
Uh-huh.
But he did.
Fuck it, I'm going.
And so on the way from picking him up to their destination, this guy can't stop complimenting my friend. Like, every little thing he does, he's like, your swervy driving is so sexy. Whoa. Oh, my God, that roach you crushed earlier, that was so awesome. He was just doing stupid shit like that. And so my friend was irritated with him by the time they got over the hill, like 10 miles before the destination. And he had to continue to go on the date, even though he didn't like the guy anymore. From the minute he picked him up.
Can you please leave?
That sucks.
And the whole time they were at wherever it was they went, he was trying to be an asshole to him. And even the asshole stuff he was doing, the guy was saying, oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, that's so cute.
Dude, I don't fucking like you. I don't like you at all. Oh, you're such a nice guy. Really? Like,
yeah.
He was one of those guys that should have listened to our
show. He was trying to be.
He should have listened to our show last week about.
Yeah, you know, I gave him the advice.
Dude, 104, show 104.
I think he might have been here for that show.
Somebody we know. Somebody we know.
I think I know.
I won't give any specifics.
Oh, gee.
I didn't ask if I could.
It's okay. We'll put two and two together, but we won't share that with the audience.
Yeah, that's the beauty of not saying exactly what it is.
Exactly. Now, another one, this is something that, I don't know if it's like this in, I wonder if it's like this in the gay world too, but in the straight world, when you go on dates sometimes and you go out with a girl, there's 1 in 100 that gets so drunk and she starts picking fights with everybody, and she actually picks a fight with a really big guy.
No.
I got into a fight in Hollywood and Highland because of a friend who couldn't keep their mouth shut while they were drunk.
Really?
Yeah, I got maced that night.
Oh, shit, we remember that.
My ex got his jaw broken, remember? Yeah.
Yes, we see your ex got his
jaw broken. And me and the friend got maced.
Damn.
Yes.
Wow.
Not a fun night.
Damn, Destin, you live on the edge.
Yeah, no, that's fucking nuts, because I have been in those situations, and not even just a big guy. Just how about a crazy guy who's 5'9", but could possibly have a fucking gun on him? I don't, any fucking guy in L.A. We know people are crazy, and they'll shoot your ass.
Especially in L.A.
Yes.
Anywhere in L.A.
Exactly. Assman's solution is side with him. Interesting. Tell him that she was being provocative for no reason. Cite her immature behavior and let her storm off. Then knock back a scotch with him. You may have just made a new friend.
Dude, you think guys in the guy world would recognize that, oh, his chick dumb is
bitch.
Being dumb?
Nah.
They don't, though, do they?
No, it's like, because when alcohol's involved, first of all, then guys are like, dude, fucking testosterone to fuck you. I got a fucking bottle of testosterone in my fucking back pocket, dick. Hold on, let me drink that
this
shit.
This should be like an unwritten bro code or something.
Yeah, you would think. There is to
be like, for even guys don't know each other, if your chick is trying to start something, okay, you have to think first that it's his chick being
exactly,
fucking dumb bitch.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. Please. And I could say 90% of people are decent people. You know what I'm saying? But there's always that one guy. But that wouldn't do that. That wouldn't.
Too much credit.
I mean, if that was the case, we'd be getting into fights all the time. You know, think about how many times you get into an altercation.
I guess.
You know, Desi, on the other hand, gets into fights every week, but, you know.
No, that was not a fight.
She's a special kind of case.
It was a miscommunication.
It was a miscommunication. I was drunk. And I just called her out on, you know, don't turn around if someone screams out slut, then you're a slut. And she just looked at me like, you're drunk. I'm like, yes, I am.
What next?
It's like, what the fuck are you going to do about it? Nothing, bitch. That was bad.
Desi, have you ever been on a date and you ran into your ex or her ex or his ex? You do them all, so I'm just throwing them all out there.
No, not on a date, but I've ran into a guy that I hooked up with and I knew he had a girlfriend, and I ran into both of them at the mall
because
she worked upstairs at Hot Dog on a Stick. Then I went and ordered a hot dog on a stick from her while I watched her make the lemonade.
With the hat.
And I was laughing. I was like, oh. And the funny thing is that when we bumped into each other, he introduced us.
Oh, wow.
She had no idea,
okay,
but
gotcha.
I knew.
Gotcha.
And I was like, hi, I'm Destiny.
What was his face like? What was his face?
Nothing. We just acted like
he had a good face. Like, he was cool.
Yeah, it was
okay,
cool.
Straight face, smart. Yeah.
And I was like, peace out.
Damn. No,
that was bad.
She now owns Hot Dog on a Stick.
That was when I was like 18. That was a long time.
Yeah, she wishes.
She now owns a dog on a Stick.
No. I think they moved to like Virginia.
So they got together.
No, they're still together. Wow. They moved to like Virginia and shit.
Ah, shit. Damn. Opened a Hot Dog on a Stick. Another one. Well, they say basically if you run into the ex, just relax. The past is really the past, and your ex is not with you or her. You know, for a reason. So be cool, casual. If you bump into each other, make the introduction and move on. While there may be impulse for PDA, public displays of affection,
awkward.
Fight the urge. Exactly. That's petty and that's not for you.
My ex saw me like, he was coming to my job because he owed me money.
Uh-huh.
And I was with
nice.
My new boyfriend.
And he was paying it back. Good guy.
Yeah. And I had told him the other one was coming to drop off money. So he was leaving.
Uh-huh.
And he was kissing me bye. And then like, who's across the parking lot watching? And I'm like, ah!
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
He saw it. I'm like, oh, that's so bad. Like, he's literally walking away as he's walking. I'm like, oh.
I think I know who that was.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch. That really hurts. Okay. This one scares guys. And when I was going through, you know, my broke times in the dating age, because dating is fucking expensive. To guys, Desi, you wouldn't know nothing about that, so you could tune out.
girls.
Yeah, but when you pay for something and your card actually gets rejected.
Ooh, that's embarrassing. That's
never
happened.
Had that happen on a date.
No.
Really? Yeah. You had somebody. Yeah, Aaron's had it happen. I think a lot of us have had it happen, dude. Can you give her the mic?
Oh, a guy went to go buy his drinks and his card got declined.
Oh.
He whipped out another credit card.
Uh huh. Oh, okay. He had another one on the back.
Why
okay,
was
good.
Drunk to care?
Oh, good, good.
I didn't even need the last drink. I was like, oh, this is probably a really bad idea. Uh-huh. I'm gonna do it anyway.
I've thought about that. I mean, had that same thought. Like, oh, I shouldn't drink this.
Yeah.
And then, bloop, what happened last night? Where am I? Who are you? I'm just kidding.
I was in Bellflower, which is outside of L.A. for anybody who doesn't know. And my best friend was in Compton, and I actually had him drive me some money because I only had one card on me, and there was no way I could pay for this. And I was like, oh, duh, you'll never believe this. So I kind of just... Excuse me, I said, you want to have another drink? We just kept drinking until he came. Yeah. It was scary, dude. It's scary, and that's what sucks about being a guy. It says, though, the solution is to play it cool. Don't look flustered or phased. Take the hit. Tell her that you have to run to the ATM. Be quick and efficient. Settle the bill before returning to the table afterwards. Over a post-dinner drink, you can explain why your car was rejected. Fucking liar. Yeah,
what's the best
lie.
Excuse for your card?
I know. Time? What is a good... Yeah. My check... it's midnight. My check is comes in at midnight, and then we just happen to order it at 11:59, right? Something like that,
right.
You know?
No.
I don't know.
You could say that you deposited money in the ATM, and it didn't go all the way.
Yeah, or you could say, you know what? That's very weird. I don't know.
Well, I'm switching banks tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. This is absolutely ridiculous.
I have $500 in there right now.
Now here, take this GHB.
I spent the last of my money on this real hypnol.
Now here's another one that, once again, wakes up men in cold sweats. It wakes us up fearing. And it has happened to every single guy. I don't care what a guy tells you. I don't care how fine the girl is or whatever. It has happened to one guy. It has happened to every guy. But basically, you can't get it up. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I had a guy like that. I dumped
Ooh.
Him.
Oh, Desi.
He had two chances.
Oh, he couldn't get it up either way, either chance. Mm-hmm. Okay, no, that's good. Give him another chance.
So
no,
like, bye.
That's a good woman.
And
good
he got
woman.
PlayStation 3.
Damn, and he got a
PS. Guitar Hero.
Out of that shit?
I offered to give it back to him when I dumped him, and he was wow. trying to be all macho. I was like, I'm not worried about that.
Wait,
said, fine.
That's the reason you dumped him?
Oh, you
that,
told us.
Oh, well, that and because he was too much of a health freak.
You told us he had bad breath or something.
No, he was just too much of a health freak.
It was steroids.
He was, like, really muscular, and he used to always, like, put his arm around me and lean on me. And I'm like, dude, your arm weighs, like, 1,000,000 pounds.
Uh-huh.
So it was just a lot. And then the way he chewed gum was like...
Oh, okay.
And I was like, ew, like, God, get out of here.
Yeah.
So
he was something you play with, not something you keep.
Yeah, gotcha. He was really nice, but it just wasn't for me. And I tried to give him the PlayStation. He didn't want it back at the time. And then a month went by. And I actually moved away out of the area.
Uh-huh.
And then he wanted me to, like, mail it and all this bullshit. I'm like, fool, you either come and get it or don't get
or
it at
not.
All. Look. And he just, like, gave me the shit, like, oh, I'm going to call the cops. Said, go ahead and call the cops.
Meanwhile, you're telling little sister, turn the PS3 down. Turn it down.
No, I said, good luck. What are you going to do, call the cops? Oh, someone stole my PSP? Okay, well, all they're going to do is, like, report it stolen. If I pawn it, then I get caught. But I sold it to someone else.
Okay, sir. Let me.
I did.
Good shit, Desi. Good call, dude. Good call. Hey, that's what they call, you know what, you lose things in marriages, you lose
it's,
things in relationships.
It's called, what do they call it, casualty of war?
Yeah.
It's a
yeah.
casualty of
yeah.
war.
MIA, you know something, I left a nice leather jacket at a female's house, never saw it again.
Aw.
Never.
How much of an effort did you make to get it back?
A lot, actually. A ton. Just like the guy who's on Desi's end.
Did you piss her off?
Yeah, probably. Looking at my past, I probably
did. You refuse to go get it?
No, I think I offered, but I think she probably gave it to her boyfriend or something. Yeah, fucking bitch.
Yeah, well, yeah. I sold my PS, the PSP to my ex-boyfriend.
Fussy, Desi. Damn, he's... Damn.
I know, right?
I have no comment for that.
It's a big circle.
That's gangster.
Right?
Yep. Keep it.
He sold it to someone else. He sold it to his friend. Seriously, he doesn't own it anymore. That thing went around. Like,
oh, well, I think all the women in the audience are going to like the solution to if a man can't get it up. AskMen.com says the solution is take it south. If your regular star player won't play, call in the backup plan, which is oral sex. Amen.
Him on her, right?
Him on her, exactly. Yeah, because okay. he can't get it up. So do that. And my lovely wife hopefully can vouch for this, but I love to give just as much as I love to receive. Right, right. But I think I love more to give.
Don't touch his mouth.
Sorry, I think I just threw up on my mouth a little bit.
I promise to warn you. I promise, but sorry. But that being said, yes, that gets me excited too.
So you've seen Drawn Together, right?
Yes.
The show Drawn Together used to be on Comedy Central. There was an episode about... Clara, the Disney princess girl,
uh-huh.
and she has a curse on her vagina.
Yep, I know.
And she calls it her octopus soi.
Oh my God.
Because when she lifts up her dress, this big old tentacle thing pops out. That's what a vagina is to me.
He's like, wow. What do I do with it? What do I do with it? It's so weird. Where does it go?
Hey, Rob, you pulled up the questions for the app of 20.
I did get those questions.
Really? Now you want to ask me these questions?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have like an answer column? Or?
I don't. But I think we can decipher by the questions what the answer would be.
I'm different. Okay. Can I explain before we go on? Okay.
Okay.
Because this may say
now,
a
I'll
lot
tell
about.
You,
me.
I heard these questions before.
Okay.
And they're so stereotypical
uh-huh.
that you can only come to one conclusion based
you
on
are
your
gay.
Answers.
Okay. Like this probably. Have you ever sucked cock before?
No.
Oh, shit.
No.
Okay.
Not nothing like that.
Okay. But can I explain that I'm a different type of guy?
Okay.
I enjoy theater more than I enjoy sports. Okay. Can we get that out of the call? Okay. I enjoy sports, but I enjoy a good play. I have been in musical theater before.
Right.
I've wore tights, leotard.
You do have a musical background.
I do. So I'm going to throw that out there, okay?
But you're more of a rap guy than a Tony watcher.
Exactly. But I do enjoy the Tonys.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, let's ask the question.
Okay.
does he like to dress up nicely? Does he pay close attention to it? Wait, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Let me get Denise to answer these questions for you.
Oh, fucking
because
hell.
She knows you better.
Oh, wow.
And she's a more neutral party because you might try to lie.
Okay. That's fair enough.
And I only know you based on what I see every week. I don't know you otherwise. So I don't know what you would actually say.
Let's bring my lovely, beautiful, hot manager Denise over. How are you, baby?
If she doesn't mind.
There you go. How are you, sweetie?
Good. How are you guys?
Okay, remember, you got to go home with me and sleep with me, okay? And I, so.
Damn.
Oh, come on now. Who really holds the power on that one? Come on now. Anyway, okay, let's see. Does he like to dress up nicely? Does he pay close attention to his outfits and brand names?
Yes.
Okay. Does he like football?
No.
I played football for 8 years.
When's the last time you sat and watched a football game?
Like I said, I may prefer the Tonys over a good football game.
Okay, so we'll answer no to that one. Before he was born, did you wish he was a girl?
So you gotta play as my parent?
Yeah, you gotta play the part of a mom. Of his mom.
So thinking about your mom, yes.
Has he ever gone into or participated in a fight?
Yes.
Okay, so there's one for the straight team. So you got one straight answer.
Yeah.
Does he read sports magazines?
No.
No. Okay. Does he have a best friend?
Yes.
Does he like team sports?
Yeah.
Okay, there's two for the straight team. All right.
Yeah.
Is he prudish or modest?
Modest, yes.
Wait, what does modest mean?
Like reserved or you don't like to put yourself out there. You're okay, he's modest. Okay, does he like diva singers? Britney, Christina, Gaga, Whitney, Barbara, Cher, Madonna.
Yes. Oh my God.
Wow.
Like, do you believe in love?
I appreciate music, okay?
What's your song that you like? That's your female.
Estrogen.
Yes, that one.
We're not supposed to be sharing this information with people who are close to me, okay?
Okay.
About this.
All right. Does he spend a long time in the bathroom?
No.
Okay. Okay, there's three for the straight team. Does he have a tongue, nose, or ear piercing?
Not currently, but he has in the past.
I have about 6 piercings total. Like, right.
Okay, then okay. You don't.
I haven't worn them in like 10 years.
Okay, I'll give you one for the straight team. Okay, does he spend time getting ready before being seen in public?
When we go out, yes.
Okay. Then you, okay. Let's see. Have you asked yourself questions about your son's sexual orientation?
No.
Okay. All right. One for the straight team again. You got 5 now.
Vagina.
Is your mom divorced?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that kind of goes with the gay team, I think. Not having a father figure.
Having a daddy.
Having daddy issues.
I don't know if I like these results. We're going to have to look into this a little closer.
Does he like musical comedies?
Yes.
Ooh. Has he introduced you to a girlfriend ever? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he would have. Is the father or is his father very strict or authoritarian with his son?
No.
Okay. I think that one's actually one for like a repressed gay man.
See, I don't like Robert being the judge of this, dude. Can somebody
in your family is the father absent?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Was he shy? Were you shy as a child?
No.
No, okay. I think that one's for the gay.
I kind of think it is, too, hence the theater background.
Is he close to his father? No.
Now?
Yes.
Okay, we'll give you one more. So it's 7 out of 20.
Okay.
So 7 out of 20, 7 for straight, 13 that's, for gay?
That's less than half. So you're more gay than straight.
This is some bullshit, dude.
You're gay?
No, I don't like
so. I would assume that based on the answers, the app would say that you were gay.
I don't like these results at all. And that's why I started, and I hadn't read these questions, but that's why I started with the prefix that I do enjoy theater and stuff like that. And look, 4 questions about theater right off the bat.
According to the app, I'm straight. I'm just kidding.
I don't like this, dude. I don't know if I like this. We shouldn't have took this test.
Well, according to the app, I was gay.
Now, yeah.
Well, she is.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
thing?
No, no, yes. Football, what's that?
Is that when you beat him off with your foot?
Is that some type of sexual position?
Let me look that one up.
Football. That doesn't sound very comfortable.
I do like the outfits they wear, though.
Something to do with your balls and a foot.
Jesus Christ. Oh, well, interesting. That is a very, I guess that is a very stereotypical, you know, but the thing is, I don't know. That's interesting.
It's so stereotypical that you can only, like I said, you can only get one answer from this.
Yeah, because, damn, I couldn't name a sports magazine other than Sports Illustrated. I'm sure there's three or four major
There's another
ones.
One?
I don't know.
There has
well,
to be.
Well, I'm not
there's,
a gay guy, so.
I think there was, I think there's a baseball one.
I think.
Isn't that Sports Illustrated?
Well, some we have in common. Rob, we don't know anything about that. And what about the does he have a best friend? Well, so what? If he has a best friend, does that make him gay or straight?
Yeah, it doesn't say does he have a girl best friend.
Yeah, best friend.
Well, gay guys usually have girl best friends.
I know that's a better indicator
Yeah.
of whether or not he would be gay.
Yeah. Or.
But if you have a gay boy best, I mean, if you have a boy best friend.
Yeah, are they trying to
you
say
could,
that?
You
ooh.
Could be like.
And yeah, have you, after football practice or something. That's gross, dude.
I don't know about that.
That just seems the way it sounds.
And does he spend a lot of time in the bathroom? What guy shit?
Dusty's always in the bathroom.
Exactly. When I shit, I have to mark out a good
they
7 minutes.
They should be more specific. I mean, it should say, does he spend a long time in the bathroom getting ready?
Getting ready for, yeah.
School,
yeah, yes,
work,
right.
Anything like that.
Right, right. Right.
That's why it's confusing, because there are Metro guys.
Uh-huh.
There are Metro guys out there that take time on their hair.
Metrosexual.
Like Ryan Seacrest.
Who?
My ex used to take longer than me to get ready.
Your ex used to take
My
longer
ex,
than you
yeah,
to get ready?
He was back when, like, the emo scene and everything.
Uh-huh.
He took longer than me to get ready because he'd have to straighten his hair.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I would definitely question him.
Jeans. He wore actual girl jeans. We would go, and he would buy girl jeans, and I was always pissed off because he was a smaller size.
And
than me.
Sadly, he would score higher than me in this fucking test right now.
I
don't
doubt it.
Fuck. No, that's
I knew
saying.
A lot of guys that wore fucking girl pants. Like, I'm like, get over
yeah,
that. Like,
yeah.
Basically, the emo guys look like girls because you're wearing tight shirts like a girl and
uh-huh.
tight jeans like a girl.
That looks
and you
weird.
Have a girl hairdo.
And you know it looks weird when they're all, like, shaved and, like, no hair up here, but then they have a little patch of hair sticking out of their V-neck shirt right
Ew.
Here.
Ew.
Oh. I'm like, what the fuck is this,
That's
man?
That's just unattractive
yeah,
by any standards.
Pretty weird. Pretty weird. They're like, damn,
this
dude.
This isn't the 70s.
Spotless 70s everywhere calm. Else. But I'm going to keep this right here, right where my V-neck ends. Right
Those
here.
70s calling they want their hair back.
Seriously. And their V-necks are they made a comeback like a motherfucker, didn't
they? I like
they?
V-necks, though.
Really? See, because they went out for a while, dude.
I wasn't wearing one. I'm like, am I wearing one?
They're kind of back now.
But let's rewind like, yeah, definitely. Let's rewind like 15 years. Remember it was the baggier the pants, the cooler
I was
you
only
are?
10.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's the tighter the fucking pants you are, the cooler. And it makes guys walk funny. It does. It makes
the guys with the skinny jeans. It makes them walk funny.
Especially when they're pulling up their pants constantly and they walk kind of like they have to.
They have
shit.
To walk with their legs open to keep their pants from
exactly.
falling all the way down.
That's weird.
Like Little Wayne.
Yeah. All of these guys. Yeah.
So they constantly walk like they had a hard night at the gay brothel.
We should bring back baggy jeans. This is all start wearing.
We shouldn't bring those back.
No, baggy
either.
Jeans are ugly. It's okay. Like you're swimming in clothes.
True. But remember back in the day.
I mean, if you're a guy and you have a nice ass, don't you want people to know you have a nice ass?
Only if you're gay.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, girls look at guys' asses too.
I'm not big on asses.
You're not?
No.
Really?
I don't really care.
But the look through the jeans. You have to admit.
I don't care about your ass.
Okay, what if it's super flat? You don't care?
No, not really. I'm not looking at your ass.
Okay. Gotta have a huge cock.
There you go.
Pretty much.
Gotta have a huge cock. Olga wants huge cock.
Olga
wants
smoosh, big
smoosh.
Cock. Olga wants smoosh, smoosh.
For my long clitoris.
Oh, God.
Damn, Olga. Is there a hot Olga? Probably. No. Probably I've never ran into a hot Olga. Bertha.
Those names are horrible. Like
yeah.
Wanda.
Sad, dude.
Agnes.
Sad. Yeah, sorry if you have anybody who listens that has those names.
We know an Agnes.
I know an Agnes. That's why I said Agnes.
Wow. Poor. Sorry, Agnes.
Yeah.
Bertha.
Bertha.
Damn.
Like, who names their children these things? Like,
I knew a girl named Bertha.
I would not want to be named Bertha.
Yeah. Bertha's something you'd name a whale, dude.
Bertha.
Not your fucking kid. A
You're
pig.
Begging to have your kid be obese.
Yes, you are. Because name them like candy. Because you have
to be
hot.
To date somebody if your name's Bertha. You're like trying to date him. My name's Bertha.
That's my girlfriend. Her name's Bertha.
Oh, hell. We call her Bert.
Bert.
Hey, Bert. Hey, Bert. Oh, Bert. Oh, no, Bert. Bert.
On that note, should we get the fuck out of here? Should we get the hell out of here, guys?
Yes, sir.
Check us out at theoddcastshow.com.
And check us out at AirFM Live at AirFM.com.
And don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and give us a call. Call us and leave us voicemail.
Please leave us a message.
Jeez, people.
And as you're listening to the show, we're going to be syndicated on AirFM.com every day, 7 a.m.
We've
Pacific.
We've actually been syndicated since last week.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
since last Monday.
Oh, wow.
I listened to us. I heard the religion show. So, did you notice when I said, cut your balls off if you love God? Because I was listening to our show and we're talking about, like, if you want to be a priest and, you know, you can't have sex.
Oh, yeah, I do
remember
that.
And I said, well, cut your balls off.
That's an old show.
They really should.
Well, check it out. Airfm.com, errorfm.com, 7 a.m. every day, 7 a.m. Check us out. We love you. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace.
Good night.